Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. So read from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 3, text number 36. Sa va idam vishvam amoga lilaha srijati avati ati na sajjate shmin bhuteshu Chandarhita, Atma, Tantra, Sad, Vargikam, Jigrati, Sadguneshaha, Sava Idam Vishvam Amogalila, Srijatya Vatyati Nasajjateshmin, Bhuteshu Chantarhita Atmatantra Sadvargikam Jagrati Sadguneshaha Sava Idam Vishvam Amogalila Srijatya Vatyati Na Sajjateshmin Bhuteshu Chantarhita Atmatantra Sadvargikam Jagrati Sadguneshaha Sava Idam Vishvam Amogalila Srijatya Vatyati Nasajjateshmin Bhuteshu Chantarhita Atmatantra Sadvargikam Jagrati Sadganeshaha Sijat yavat yati sa sajjateshmin Bhuteshu chantarhita atmatantra Sadvargikam jagrati sadguneshaha Sava idam vishvam amogalila Sijatya vat yati natsajjateshmin Bhuteshu chantarhita atmatantra Sadvargikam jagrati Sava idam vishvam amogalila Sijatya vatyati na sajjateshmin Bhuteshu chantarhita atmatantra Sadvargikam jagrati sadguneshaha Sava idam vishvam amogalila Srijat vati na sajjateshmin Bhuteshu chantarhita atmasantra Sadvargikam Jagrati Sadguneshaha. Vaishnavis. Sava idam vishvam amogalila. Sadajjateshmin. Bhuteshu chantarhita atmatantra. Sadvargikam jagrati sadguneshaha. Sa, the Supreme Lord. Va, alternately. Idam, this. Vishvam, manifested universe. Amogalilaha, one whose activities are spotless. Srijati, creates. Avati ati, maintains and annihilates. Na, not. Sajjate, is affected by. Ashmin, in them. Bhuteshu, in all living beings. Cha, also. Antarhitaha, living within. Atmatantraha, self-independent. Satvargikam, endowed with all the potencies of his opulences. Jigrati, superficially attached, like smelling the fragrance. Satguna Ishaha, master of the six senses. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. The Lord, whose activities are always spotless, is the master of the six senses and is fully omnipotent with six opulences. He creates the manifested universes, maintains them, and annihilates them without being in the least affected. He is within every living being and is always independent. So please repeat. The Lord, whose activities are always spotless, is the master of the six senses and is fully omnipotent with six opulences. He creates the manifested universes, maintains them, and annihilates them without being in the least affected. He is within every living being and is always independent. Purport. The prime difference between the Lord and the living entity is that the Lord is the creator and the living entities are the created. Here he is called the Amogha Lilaha, which indicates that there is nothing lamentable in his creation. Those who create disturbance in his creation are themselves disturbed. He is transcendental to all material afflictions because he is full with all six opulences, namely wealth, power, fame, beauty, knowledge, and renunciation. And thus, he is the master of the senses. He creates these manifested universes in order to reclaim the living beings who are within them suffering threefold miseries, maintains them, and in due course annihilates them without being the least affected by such actions. He is connected with this material creation very superficially, as one smells odor without being connected with the odorous article. Non-godly elements, therefore, can never approach him despite all endeavors. Om Agyanati Miranda Shaganjana Shlaka Chakshu Umritam Janitas by Sri Gurave Namaha. Panchakalpa Trubhyasya Kripasana Vivata Paritana Pabani Bhavaishna Vivanamun Maha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Pavunichananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasri Gora Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So when I was looking at this verse, I didn't know what was going to happen. But we'll try to say a few words. I think there's several points that Srila Prabhupada puts in this very, short purport compared to all the things that he said in this purport that were very, very powerful. And one of the first things is that the prime difference between the Lord and the living entity is that the Lord is the creator and the living entities are the created. And in the Bhagavad Gita, it's described, my mayavamso jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana, that all these living entities in the material world, these conditioned living entities in the material world, are parts and parcels of the Supreme Lord. And this is very important to understand, because this is the problem that we have in the material world. So many people, they have these atheistic tendencies. They don't believe that there is a God. And they even believe that they're God, or they think they're God. So here it's described that this is not true, especially in this purport. Srila Prabhupada describes that very nicely. And also in the Bhagavad Gita, it says, Ishvara Parama Bhutana, Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam, right? Pridesha Arjuna Tishtati Brahmayan Sarva Bhutani Yantarudrani Mayaya. And this verse is very powerful, because in this particular verse, Prabhupada describes, or Krishna says, that he's situated in everyone's heart, which is really unbelievable to most people. And in that posture where he's sitting with the living entity, he's directing the wandering living entities. So this is very important also, because it describes wandering means that these living entities have gone through so many different types of bodies or situations. But these wandering living entities are simply seated on this machine, which is made of material nature or material energy. So I thought this was very amazing verse, because in the world today, it's not being described on any level practically that we're not this body. Just like if someone says or comes up to me and says, or they say, I saw Suvas today. But really, did they see Suvas, or did they see that vehicle that I'm riding in? Just like if there's a parade and there's a president of the United States in a car, and we say, oh, there's the president. Although we don't see the president in the car, but we identify the car with the president. So this is the illusion of this material world. We're always identifying with this vehicle. And it says in this particular verse that we are seated in this vehicle. We're sitting in this vehicle that's made of material energy. And we're identifying with it as ourself. And we see that this identification is the biggest problem. This misidentification is the biggest problem. And because of this identification, we see that there's so many disturbances that are created. And these disturbances that are created are done by those that are disturbed. As Prabhupada says, those who create disturbance in the creation are themselves disturbed. So this is Krishna describes in the Bhagavad Gita, Namam duskritina mudha prapajante naradama mayaya pita jnana asurim bhavam vastaha. So this is the disturbance. These individuals that are these miscreants. And the world is full of miscreants. So here, these miscreants, as described by Krishna and also by Srila Prabhupada, they're the cause of disturbance in the whole creation. And these miscreants are described in that verse as grossly foolish. They're the lowest of mankind. They're knowledge is stolen by illusion, and they partake of atheistic nature of men. This is what happens. This is the problem in this material world. And these miscreants, we're all miscreants, because we're a miscreant just by having this body. If you have a body and you're in this material world, you're a miscreant, a criminal. Because the reason that we have these bodies is due to our past activities. And most likely they were very simple. But what is this grossly foolish? People are so grossly foolish because they're identifying with the vehicle. And they're thinking that this body, this life, is simply meant for sense gratification. And we see that that misidentification creates so many problems. And what to speak of lowest of mankind? You can just look at the news and you can see the lowest of mankind. Like the curtain has been lifted on this movie industry. There's so much exploitation of women. These people are considered to be very leaders of society because they have so much money. But after all, they're simply just an actor or an actress. It's amazing. They're just simply a, of course, in Vedic culture, if you were an actor and you did play, you're considered to be a sudra. But you can see in Kali Yuga society, we have actors and they're the leaders of society. I only mention this because when I was in India, I have to admit I picked up a newspaper a couple times. But what was really so funny, it's not funny, but it was just surreal, that you open a newspaper, and in the newspaper they have a whole section, and that section is in full color about every movie star and what they eat, what they wear, what they look like, and the next party they're going to. I was just amazed that they put these individuals on this highest platform. And every day, not one day a week, but every day, the full color page, four pages, the length of a newspaper. And there they're glorifying. And it was kind of surreal because then you come to America and you find out all the exploitation that was going on with women. And this is the nature of the lowest of mankind. Their history, their nature is such that they simply want to exploit one after another to get something new. Just have sex for a couple of moments and then, okay, thank you very much, I'll see you later. And this is what we're seeing in society. So these kind of miscreants are creating so much difficulty because it's belittling. And not only that, but we see that there's also this exploitation of children. And we could see that going on constantly. You can go anywhere and you just see this exploitation is going on. So lowest of mankind. And then, of course, those whose knowledge is overcome by illusion. And what is that knowledge? That knowledge is misidentification. They don't understand what is the purpose of life. And they think that they're this body. And they think everything that they do should be just focused on sense gratification. And if you go anywhere in the world, it doesn't matter where you go. If you walk down a main street where there are shops, every shop, every single shop is focused on the body. 100%. It doesn't matter where you go, what you do. You walk down the street, it's get this body lotion, get this thing here, do this, get a facelift. It's all focused on the body. And practically speaking, there's no room left on that street to even speak about Krishna or about God or about the soul or even to think about the soul. You can't walk down the street in some major city and think, oh, I'm a spirit soul. No. You walk down that street and you think, oh, wow, this is for my body. I needed that. Let me hop in there and get it. And that is the world. And this is how we see that the living entities are being exploited and how their knowledge is being stolen away. Because whatever knowledge they're trying to accrue, it's simply based on acquiring some material possession. Like there's so much knowledge being put into like iPhone. How much knowledge is there going into just that iPhone? And how many people are stolen by that illusion, waiting in line for hours to get the next iPhone 8 or the iPhone X, right? Is that the next one, iPhone X? Yeah. You can't help but there are billboards everywhere. And how much knowledge is going into that? How much effort? How many people are sitting in a particular place focused on that iPhone 10 or X or 8? So we see that people's knowledge is just being stolen by illusion. And they have no time to develop knowledge about the self and about the purpose of life. And this is the disturbance that these disturbed people are creating in the world. It's a disturbance. And people are forgetting what our real position is. So we say and we see that these rascals, they don't want to give Krishna any credit at all. They don't want to say that Krishna's in the heart. That Krishna's giving them intelligence. He's giving them forgetfulness. They don't want to give Krishna any kind of credit whatsoever. But although they're not, they're still being forced by this material energy to suffer. Like, for instance, we've all been forced to have this body. It's not like a menu. You can pick out which body you wanted. You know, we're forced to have a body. And in the course of having this body, we're forced to go through boyhood or girlhood. We're forced to go through, youth. We're forced to go through middle age. And we're forced to get old. And we're forced to die. And through that whole cycle, we're suffering constantly. We're suffering. Each particular situation, we're suffering. But still, we're so illusioned, overcome by this bodily identification that we can't give it up. And that suffering, you can be like ugly. You can have an ugly body or a deformed body. But still, we don't want to give it up. So this is the nature of this material world. This is how overcome this material world is on this bodily identification. So, Krishna consciousness is here to expose that foolishness because people are foolish. They're overcome by foolishness, grossly foolish. And Krishna consciousness means that we're trying to get them out of this illusion. And because of this illusion, people partake in atheistic nature. And that atheistic nature is to denounce God. God does not exist. There's no such thing as God. I'm God. Although, what kind of God are we? If it's time to go to the toilet, you got to go. There's no question. Otherwise, you die. So, what kind of God are we that we even can't even control this body? Or we can't control what kind of body we want? Absolutely nothing. So, this is what's happening. And these foolish people, they don't understand that this nature is being controlled by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They have no idea, no conception. They don't understand. And they think that they're in control. But in reality, they're being controlled constantly and consistently. So this is the material world. And here, Prabhupada is very nicely describing the opulences of this transcendental being, Krishna, who's full in six opulences, namely his wealth, power, fame, beauty, knowledge, and renunciation. And he's also the master of the senses. So this whole creation is going on by Krishna's arrangement, by his arrangement only. This is how everything's going on. And the foolish people, they can't understand this. So Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Mayakshakshena prakrite suyate sacharacharam hetunan nenu. Hetunan nena kunteya jagat viparivartate. That he's the controller of this material energy. He's doing everything through the agency of maya, of this illusion. And we're suffering like anything because we don't want to accept what our real nature is. And that nature is to serve. This is our real nature, dharma. Prabhupada says dharma is the law of God. That's dharma. Dharma is a law of God. And it's given to us by Krishna, by God himself. So no one can defeat it. No one can try to change it. Because it's here by God. Just like the state law. There's a state law, and the state law says that you have to stop at a stop sign, or you have to drive on the right-hand side. You may not like it, but what does that mean, you don't like it? Who cares if you don't like it? You got to follow it anyway. You're forced to. So the nature of the living entity is actually to serve. That's our nature. That's Dharma, to serve. And that service is supposed to be dovetailed to the Supreme Lord. But you can see the reason that we're in the material world is because we've misidentified. We've become very grossly foolish. And we thought that service meant service to us for our sense gratification. And this is the problem, because we think that we should be serving our body and our senses and exploiting for our own purposes, our own desires, to satisfy ourselves. So this is the illusion, the ongoing illusion of this material world. And it's insurmountable, because this illusory energy is very powerful. So this idea of Dharma is extremely important. We have to understand the purpose of why we're on this planet, why we're in this material world, and how to get out of it. This is a real purpose. So how we can do that is just by understanding that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. Just that little simple fact that we admit that Krishna is God, that we understand that our position is to serve God. Just by that little change of philosophy in our life. If we just change a little bit, it doesn't take much. And by that activity in itself, one can become happy, satisfied, immediately practically. And one can overcome all of these illusory identifications that we have in the material world. So, Lord Chaitanya has described Jivir Swarup Hoya Nicha Krishna Das, that this is our position. We're actually servants of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But we become engrossed in Pavarga. This is Pavarga. Pavarga is described as being the struggle for existence. And all of us are going through this struggle of existence, for existence, each and every one of us. I think it's Pa. Pa. Ma. Right? Pa, yes, yes. Pa means like you're working hard, right? We work really hard. Pa, P-A. We work really hard, like anything. And then pa, P-H-A, means you foam at the mouth. So it's very nice, especially if you go to India. You can see a donkey carrying a big load, and it's foaming at the mouth. Or a horse pulling a cart, it starts foaming at the mouth. So in the material world, everyone is pa, working really hard, so hard to make it in this material world. And we're being encouraged all the time by the leadership of the world. Work hard. You can change your life by pa, hard labor. But what is the benefit of your hard labor? Pa, P-H-A, foam. Foam comes from your mouth. That's the reward that you get. And then, what's the other one? Ba? Is that ba? What does B-A, what does ba mean? What is it? I don't know. Oh, frustration. Yeah, frustration. And B-H-A. So B-A, right, that's B-A. And then there's B-H-A, which is not fulfilled, right? Yeah, can't remember all that, but I was just reading it not too long ago. I guess my brain isn't working today. And then, of course, ma, mrityu, death. So this is the nature of the pavarga. So apavarga, a means to nullify it. So dharmasya hi apavargasya, that we have to nullify this struggle for existence in the material world by becoming engaged in Krishna consciousness and devotional service. And that is actually our position. That is our natural position, to be a devotee. and serve Krishna and get out of the struggle for existence, because this is what's going on in the world. All of us are struggling so hard, constantly trying to figure out how we can make ends meet. Everybody out there is working so hard like that. Prabhupada, I read, I think it was a lecture I heard, that Srila Prabhupada said that in Krishna consciousness, we believe in destiny. Everything is predestined. The minute that we're born, the road map is there. And we cannot change it. So sometimes people say, oh, you can just work hard, real hard labor. But what is that? And then it's which means foaming at the mouth. That's the result of it. And then unfulfilled. And then means fear, fearful, scared. What is the fear? The fear is that we are going to die. The fear is someone's going to steal something from us. The fear is that we're not going to have love in this life. The fear is that we're not going to have happiness in life. So this is a result of hard work. And all these things are true. So upavarga, we have to involve and engage ourselves in Krishna consciousness, because that is the only remedy for this hard struggle for existence. And the more that we try to become bodily conscious, the more that we try to make it in the material world, if it's not predestined for us to be that way, then it's simply a hard struggle for existence. One has to learn how to accept whatever Krishna has given us. And by accepting, one can become happy. But this illusory nature of the material world is such that everyone is fighting against us. Those of us that think like that, that simply want to surrender to Krishna, accept our destiny for what it is, accept whatever life that we have, whatever body that we may have. If one can accept that, then one can become satisfied in Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, we can become influenced by this material world, by the grossly foolish, the miscreants, the lowest of mankind, those whose knowledge is stolen by this illusion, and atheistic nature of men. This is how we'll become influenced in the world today. So, anyway, this is what I was thinking about this morning. Well, I was reading this. Okay. Jai. Any questions? Anybody have? Yes. No, these are six opulences of Krishna. I think what you're saying about it, I think there's only five, isn't there? What is it? Huh? Oh. But it wasn't in the purport, right? Is that what I thought you said something about the purport. Oh, I see. Okay. Now I see it. Okay. So the mind. Okay. Yeah. All right. Now I understand. I couldn't understand what you're saying. Okay. Jai. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.